Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Kolder. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The coming world religion. A lot of people don't know anything about it. A lot of people don't have a clue as to what is happening. People have been transfixed for months on the Casey Anthony trial and haven't been watching the news. They may know a little bit about the debt crisis, and they may know a little bit about some of the problems in their local towns, but they don't know what's happening in religion. And they don't know that there is a coming one world religion. Now, what you need to do is understand this. You need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? Because the first step in understanding what is happening in the world, and there's so many things going on in the world that it's hard to keep up with it. However, you need to know what is happening in the Christian world, that is worldly, carnal Christianity. Now, let me be very blunt, all right? Because here at Church at Home, we have no politics. We are not dedicated to anything other than God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and preaching the truth. Preaching the truth of the gospel of the kingdom of God, preaching the truth as to what is happening in prophecy, because this whole world is being super deceived right now by Satan the devil, who's the prince of the power of the air. And he is the one who controls the super elite of this world in government, in economics, and in religion. And God uses Satan the devil as an instrument of punishment against his people if they forsake him. Now, I want you to go online to cbcg.org. Now, that's the Christian Biblical Church of God. Christian, because we walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Biblical, because we are scripturalists, and we believe and follow the scriptures and put it together rightly according to the instructions that we find in the Bible as we're led by the Holy Spirit of God. And church. Now, church in the Greek comes from the word ekklesias, which means those who have been called and chosen and selected from this world. And that's far greater than just the simplistic, idiotic, and unspiritual and shallow understanding of conversion by churchianity of this world. Okay, furthermore, we are Sabbath keepers and holy day keepers. We are not Seventh-day Adventists. Now, the Seventh-day Adventists understand about the seventh-day weekly Sabbath. But other than that, they have all the rest of the false doctrines of the churchianity of this world. So if you want the truth, and are you willing to take the truth? Are you willing to stand the truth, though it may cut asunder and cast to the ground everything you thought you believed concerning the Bible? And if it does, it's because you have believed the religious leaders' teachings and interpretations of the Bible. Now, the way you change that is this. You become scripturalist. You compare scripture with scripture. Since the word of God is truth, you're comparing truth with truth. You don't do like the Roman Catholic Church, which is pagan, by the way. And if you are a Roman Catholic, I'm going to tell you something. You may be offended what I'm going to say, but you need to have enough courage and enough guts to stand up and prove whether what I'm saying is true or not. and that is, Catholicism is not Christian. They may profess some Christian values, as they say, or principles, as they say, but they are not, never have been, Christian from day one. The Spirit of God is not there. And if there is any spiritual substance to them, that comes from the God of this world, who is Satan the devil. Now, that's pretty tough stuff to hear. But have you ever proven anything, if you're a Catholic, about your belief? Now, we have right online here at Church at Home, we have the book, The Two Babylons, by Alexander Hislop, which shows the roots of all the paganism in the Roman Catholic Church and the Greek Orthodox Church and all of their splinter groups. It also shows you, as we will see a little later on, the origin of all the religions of the world today. And they all came out of Babylon. And today, we're living in a one-world society which God calls Babylon the Great, the mystery of lawlessness. Oh, but how could my church that my mother went to, my grandmother, my father, my grandfather, well, we were born into the Catholic Church. And being born in there, if that's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Really, what is the real question? Is it good enough for God? Do you know what Jesus said? Do you know what God requires? And how can you trust a homosexual pedophile priesthood that lives in sin against God, commits gross idolatry in every service that they have, and you think that's of God? I can say the same thing to the Protestants. They may be a little less pagan, but they follow everything that Rome teaches. Sunday, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, and all the pagan holidays. So the Protestants are just one step removed from Catholicism, and they use some scriptures, so they sound really good. And they even have some pretty good speakers on some of the programs. I think the best one is Charles Stanley. He gives people a lot of things they can do in their personal lives. Tells them they need to trust in Jesus. But he does not tell them to keep the Sabbath or the holy days. He just does a high hurdle over that. And all of them together believe in going to heaven or hell. And the Bible does not teach that. Now, here's why I say these things. So I'm challenging you, because God is going to judge you. He's not going to judge your neighbors and not you. God is judging every human being on the earth. So here's the reason why. Let's pick it up here, Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Here's a command from God. Cry aloud, do not spare, lift up your voice like a ram's horn. You ever heard a ram's horn? It goes something like this. And show my people their transgression, the breaking of the commandments of God. And the Catholics say, we don't need the Bible. The Protestants say, Jesus did away with the law. Those are gross sins. And if you believe that Jesus or the apostles did away with the laws of God, then you are personally accusing God the Father and Jesus Christ of being two-faced, hypocritical, lawless gods. Oh, well, I never knew that. Well, no one's really told you the truth. Now, if you don't believe that, then I challenge you. You go to cbcg.org and you download. It's a long series that we did. 14 sermons, hour and a half sermons. Oh, well, I can't take that much time to understand the truth. Well, do you want eternal life or not? Download God's Grace and Commandment Keeping. See, today, everyone wants instant solutions. Bang! Just like people going through a fast food restaurant. And boy, if there's a line and they can't get through in 2 minutes, bam, they're upset. They want it now. Well, you're not going to get it without effort. God is not going to come with an angel and a funnel and put it in your brain. You've got to seek God. You've got to find God. That's why church at home. Because you're going to find out. In today's world, the only place you can truly love and follow God and believe the scriptures is in your home. You can't go to the synagogue and trust them. They reject Jesus. You can't go to the Protestant churches and trust them because they reject the laws and commandments of God and accuse God of being lawless when he is lawgiver. You can't go to the Roman Catholic Church or any version thereof and expect to receive the truth because they have rejected it long ago. And you look at the other religions of the world, which we are going to cover here pretty quick, but I want to start this sequence of sermons out with some real understanding so that we know where we're going and we know what we have to do. We are entering into some very treacherous times. And you need to know what's going on in the religious world. And you need to know how it's going to impact your life. And you need to know how you can repent and get right with God. Everyone wants the love of God. They don't want to obey him. Everyone wants the blessings of God, but they're not willing to do what he says. And then when God sends his judgment and correction through weather, through personal circumstances, they say, why is God doing this? Well, that's why Isaiah 58, show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Why do you suppose you have a Bible in your house? You know what the Bible really is? The Bible is a personal message from God to you. Regardless how you got it there, that's his message. Have you read it? Do you study it? Do you believe it? Let's go on, verse 2. Yet they seek me daily, oh, we're religious people, and seem eager to know my ways. Oh, let's find out what the Lord says today. You ever read the scripture where it says, repent and be baptized? You ever read the scripture there in Luke 13 where people came to Jesus and said, oh, look at those 18 people that died under the fall of the Tower of Shiloh. Boy, they must have been real sinners. Jesus said, I tell you, truly, if you do not repent, you shall likewise die. And I came and told him about the people that brought their sacrifices to the temple. And Pilate came and slaughtered them right in the temple grounds and took their blood and threw it on the offerings that were on the altar. And Jesus said, do you think that those people were sinners above all people? He says, I tell you no, and unless you repent, you shall likewise die. And that comes from a God of love. And the reason he says that is so that you can repent. And you need to understand that. Because the time is coming. The time is coming when people are going to run around and say, where's God? Where's God? Where's God? Look at all these disasters. Look at all these things. Where's God? The answer is going to be, you chased him away with your disobedience, your transgressions, and your sins. and you didn't believe when someone told you the truth. And you weren't willing to search the Bible, the scriptures that God sent to your home. You're more interested in television and partying and gaming and playing and good times. Yet they seek me daily and seem eager to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness. Oh, we're good people. The American people and our ingenuities will see us through all of these disasters. No, won't. You don't understand. God rules in the nations of men. And one that did not forget the ordinance of their God, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. They seem eager to draw near to God their way. How do you come to God? Do you think any old way that you think in your mind, because you feel it's right, God is going to accept? I tell you, no, you come God's way. Not says here, they say, we have fasted, you do not see. Why we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge. Why is that? Because everybody's got a political and religious agenda behind it, and they're not repenting to seek God. That's why it's all a false illusion of the ways of men. And this kind of attitude goes clear back to Cain. Ever heard of the way of Cain? I'll summarize it for you. God gave specific instructions on how to bring offerings to him. Abel brought an offering according to God's instructions, and he was accepted. Cain came to God, but he wanted to do it his way, not God's way. He didn't want to believe God and in faith offer an offering that God said he would accept. So Cain got angry. It's like a lot of people are going to get angry at me today. Get angry at this segment of Church at Home. Maybe even get so mad they'll never listen to another one again. Well, that's up to them. So Cain got angry because God didn't have respect to his offering. So God told him, he said, Cain, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? Not what is doing well, but following the commands of God. And if you do not, sin lies at the door. Because you see, sin is the transgression of God's law, which is God's word. See, so we are supposed to show the sins and transgressions of the people. So what did Cain do? Did he repent? No. God further told him, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. But you shall rule over it. You are to rise above sin by obeying God. But Cain didn't do that. What did he do? He did just like a lot of people who will listen to hear this segment of Church at Home. They will get mad. They will get angry because, oh, we have been our whole lives in this. How can he talk that way against our religious leaders? Well, we'll see what God has to say about your religious leaders. How can he say that? Well, because you need to know the truth and you're believing lies. That's why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? It tells you exactly, in very straightforward language, what is going on in religion, what is going on in the so-called Christian world that we see around us today, and what you have to do about it. You must take the initiative. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. But if you aren't seeking, you're not going to find. Let's go on. Here is why. Behold, in the day of your fast you propose your business and exploit all your workers. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, to strike with the fist of wickedness. You cannot fast as you do this day and expect to make your voice to be heard on high. You're not going to go to God your way. You're either going to go to God his way, and you're going to repent his way with all your heart, mind, and soul and being, or you're just going to be left in the dust. Now let's come to Matthew 24 and let's see what Jesus said, because as I mentioned, we are living in intense time with intense pressure coming from so many sides all around us, financial, economic, religious, family relations, sickness, death. What are we going to do? What you need to understand concerning Matthew 24, as I said before, this is for the last generation or two just before the return of Jesus Christ. And all of these events are coming upon us exactly as prophesied, exactly as Jesus said. And think on this one for a minute, because he said right here in Matthew 24, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now, how do you square that up with what people believe that Jesus did away with the law? See, this warning message comes to you because God says it has to come. And this comes from God who loves you, but you must seek him. It comes from God who cares for you and loves you, but you have to love him. See, it's not a one-way street to you. It's a two-way street. From God to you, and you back to God. What are you going to do? What will you do? Let's see what this world is like here. We find deception warning in verse 5. We find nation against nation wars, rumors of wars. Those are the beginning of sorrows. And I think with the sorrows that are coming, every single human being is going to suffer through their own sorrows in their own lives, within their country, within their family, within their own lives. Does that sound like your life? Verse 10, then many shall be led into sin and shall betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because lawlessness shall be multiplied, the love of many shall grow cold. And that's exactly what is happening today. We have lawlessness and sin and occultism multiplying in everything that we see and do, in the behavior of people, in the media that we watch. And even Disneyland has a whole section in there to witchcraft and Harry Potter. Everybody thinks, oh, that's so nice. That is satanic. See, lawlessness has gone so far that people can't recognize why they need to be lawful. And it's been taught from the pulpit with all the lies that are there. And guess what is going to happen? Because they reject God, and I hope it's not you, God is going to send upon them a strong delusion that they will believe the lie. And that lie will be the coming one world religion. And you're going to say, how can that be? Well, while everyone's been watching the news and the politics, it's been going on full steam ahead. And it's going to absolutely amaze you what has happened and where we are. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. We have hundreds of sermons, things that you desperately need to understand the Bible. So until next time, this is Fred Colter saying, so long, everyone.